Okay, the movies Argo and Life of Pi and the actors Daniel Day-Lewis and Jennifer Lawrence were among the winners at last night's Academy Awards. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was backstage.
It wasn't a Hollywood star who announced this year's Best Picture. That honor went to First Lady Michelle Obama via satellite from the White House.
And the Oscar goes to Argo.
The three producers of the Iranian hostage crisis movie bounded on stage to accept their golden Oscars. George Clooney, Grant Heslov, and director Ben Affleck, who reminded the audience he once won a screenplay award for the movie Good Will Hunting.
I was here 15 years ago or something, and I had no idea what I was doing. I stood out here in front of you all, really just a kid, and I went out, and I never thought that I would be back here, and I am.
Affleck's was the story of the comeback kid, a sort of sweet turnabout for his not being nominated in the Best Director category.
Can't hold grudges. It's hard, but you can't hold grudges.
Though Affleck and his film had swept other awards shows, not getting an Academy nod for directing still loomed. Backstage, he joked about it with Clooney.
Naturally, I was disappointed, and a lot of people said, oh, this is something that's going to happen. But when I look at the directors who people who weren't nominated as well. I look at Paul Thomas Anderson or Catherine Bigelow, who's just amazing, Tom Hooper and Quentin Tarantino. These are all directors who I admire enormously. So it was just a very tough year.
You were in good company not to be nominated.
Exactly. The five on the bench.
Quentin Tarantino also hadn't been nominated for directing Django Unchained, but he did get an Oscar for writing the best original screenplay.
Kill white folks and they pay you for it? It's not the like. I like the way you die, boy.
He is a rambunctious sword, ain't he?
What's your name?
Django. The D is silent.
Backstage, Tarantino acknowledged his story about a freed slave turned bounty hunter was controversial for its subject matter and the use of the N-word.
All that criticism that came out, and it ended up being kind of a good thing, because one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to actually start a conversation about slavery, about America's role in it, and to actually take an audience member from the 21st century and stick them in the antebellum South. And that back and forth is really what I really wanted for the end of the day of this movie. And I
Django Unchained also earned a Best Supporting Actor win for Christoph Waltz. The man who did win for his directing, Ang Lee, looked skyward when picking up his award.
Thank you, movie god.
Lee thanked his actors and the team who made his film Life of Pi come to life. Backstage, he said the expensive movie was made in Taiwan. The Oscar-winning visual effects house that created the CG tiger in the movie went bankrupt.
I think it's a miracle that I could make this movie. And then I carried the anxiety for a very long time, for 4 years. It's a philosophical book and an expensive movie, so sort of the worst combination, most scary one. And just see how it was played out in the world. So coming in tonight, I just thought everything is good. It's all good.
It was all very good for Best Actor Daniel Day-Lewis, who won his third Best Actor Oscar for playing the U.S.'s 16th president. He thanked three men, including the film's screenwriter and director.
Tony Kushner, our beloved skipper, Steven Spielberg, and the mysteriously beautiful mind, body, and spirit of Abraham Lincoln.
The British actor told reporters that portraying the American president was somewhat intimidating.
It certainly had a paralyzing quality, the thought that if we got it wrong, which was perfectly possible, quite likely even, that I might never be able to show my face in this country again.
Lincoln had been nominated for 12 Oscars, but ended up getting only two for Day-Lewis and for the film's production design. Silver Linings Playbook won only one award, but a big one.
Jennifer Lawrence.
The year's Best Actress winner looked genuinely shocked when her name was announced, and on her way up the stairs to accept the award, she spectacularly tripped on her pale pink Dior dress and got a standing ovation.
You guys are just standing up because you feel bad that I fell, and that's really embarrassing, but thank you. This is nuts.
Backstage, a reporter asked the 22-year-old if winning the award so early in her career was really such a good thing.
You don't worry about being peaking too soon.
Well, now I am. Yeah. God.
After winning the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway shared an emotional moment backstage.
I had a dream. And it came true. And that can happen. And that's wonderful. And so that was all I was saying was that it can, and it did.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living.
During the telecast, Hathaway and the cast of Les Miserables joined on stage to sing. In fact, this year's show was filled with music. Barbara Streisand, Jennifer Hudson, and Nora Jones. And in tribute to 50 years of James Bond movies, award-winning Adele and Shirley Bassey sang their 007 themes. This year's host Seth MacFarlane also came out with a few musical numbers, including one celebrating actresses' cleavage, and he delivered more than a few jokes at Hollywood's expense, like this one about Django Unchained.
This is the story of a man fighting to get back his woman, who's been subjected to unthinkable violence, or as Chris Brown and Rihanna call it, a date movie. Oh, no.
The jokes were terrible. The patter was terrible.
NPR blogger Linda Holmes says she thought this was the worst Oscar show she's ever seen.
There have been certainly some hosts in the past who have been boring. There have been some hosts in the past who have been awkward. But I think nobody has previously brought this combination of unfunny and sort of offensive to lots of different people.
Even Star Trek's William Shatner came on screen to make fun of MacFarlane's hosting.
Your jokes are tasteless and inappropriate, and everyone ends up hating you. Why couldn't they just get Tina and Amy to host the show? Yeah. Right.
He was, of course, referring to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who successfully hosted this year's Golden Globes Awards. But that's another story entirely. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.